got one that's under other business, and it's a variance from a side yard setback requirements, request for a time extension. Madam Secretary, you got a letter for that?
I received the letter, or we did, September 1st, stating last year we applied for and were granted a side yard variance for our property, which was once identified, I believe, as Lot 10 Indian River 100 Development. The reason for our application, and we believe it's granting, was that we need to replace our structure in the same footprint that was existing since 1946. The economic climate, the fact that our contractor left the area, and inability to find a reasonable alternative for the reconstruction made it impossible for us to pursue construction during this year. However, we fully intend to finish the project and anticipate that during the calendar year 2010, we'll be able to fulfill our wishes in accordance with the terms of the variance. We therefore ask that we be granted a continuance extension of the variance.
For how long?
Their 1 year hadn't expired yet, has it?
The finding of facts was September 4th.
Okay, did you get that letter before September 4th?
First.
Okay.
So it did not, we received it before the expiration.
Well, they shouldn't have any problem finding a contractor now, so you want to give them 6 months?
They say the calendar year of 2010, they should fulfill their wishes.
Give them a year. Maybe you can make it.
Okay.
Okay, make that a motion?
Fine with me.
Okay, I got a motion. Do I have a second to that motion?
Still on. Not very good. It's still on?
Still on, yeah.
Sorry, now.
Yeah, take it.
Are you, Mr. Tripp?
Yeah.
I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we grant a 1 year time extension on case number 10,203. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Gentlemen, we only got one other thing, I guess, under old business back. I don't know when, maybe 4 or 5 months ago. Anyway, we had talked about starting our meetings at 6 o'clock. And we voted to postpone it, or maybe think about it in October. And we kind of need to know tonight so the ladies in the office can change the, you know, get the cases
actually,
done.
Actually, for the minutes you approved it.
We approved it for a minute.
Oh,
we approved that we start in October at 6 o'clock. So if that's still the case, if not, we need to change it tonight.
We need to know for advertising purposes. We have
for advertising purposes.
October.
Huh?
It wasn't October.
November.
November?
November.
All right, November. Do we want to try it or do we want to leave it like it is? It's entirely up to us. But
is it still difficult for you?
Yeah.
Still difficult for you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Look, if it's, please tell it. Okay, dude, just tell them so they can leave it like it is or do it for advertising.
I got a solution. Just hear half the cases.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave it as is then.
No. And then you got to change back.
That's what I mean, but that's... It doesn't matter to me because it is on you, gentlemen, you know.
Motion to change it back.
Okay. You have a second to that motion?
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we change back our meeting times to 7 o'clock. All those in favor of the motion? Can you use a voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried, there'll be no changes. It's as is.
Yeah, we've been doing it for what? 17 and a half years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
17 and a half. 35 years, John, I've been doing it.
When it used to be.
It's always been 7 o'clock.
Always been 7 o'clock. Always. It's been tried a couple times. We get right close to it, and then we go back. I remember when Bill was on and Ron can, and when your mom's on, we talked about it a couple times, and it just, from one way or another, even Bill Weaker's on, go back to them.
It used to be 8 o'clock.
Years.
How long have you been on? How long?
I don't know.
25, 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 terms? 27 years. 27 years.